Phoneboy Speaks, episode 853. Everyone wants unlimited data plans. Unlimited text, unlimited voice minutes, and a limited data plan. Clearly, one of these things is not like the others. While T-Mobile, and even Sprint, I think, to some extent, offer unlimited data plans that do not charge you if you go over some set limit of data, Verizon and AT&T do not offer these plans anymore. They used to a long time ago. And in fact, they have a number of customers that are on, you know, on grandfathered plans that hold on to them for dear life because, they don't want to go with a limited data plan. And the reason why is very simple. Right, it's not necessarily even about the speed at which the data occurs. It's about a predictable bill. Right, I don't want to have to think about how much I'm using. It doesn't really cost the provider that much more to provide the service, and and the speed, you know, might be relevant in certain in some contexts. But and look at also what T-Mobile is doing, even with international roaming. Right. They're providing unlimited 2G data in these countries, and for them it's a nominal cost, and for most people they're happy that they have some sort of access and don't have to pay extra for it and think about how much they're using. Like for example, on my roaming plan that I have with AT&T through work, right at the moment I've got 300 megabytes of data that I can use while I'm in Canada for 30 days, and I have to go through great lengths to be able to manage that and still actually be able to use the data. And that's really what it's about. Verizon is trying to put forth a very weak argument, as far as I'm concerned, that consumers don't really want unlimited plans because, number one, it would cause undue congestion on the network, which, again, I think is crap because there can be congestion on the network today with the limited data plans. Not only there's anything that, you know, with an unlimited data plan that says that they can't exercise reasonable network management practices, which, by the way, the FCC has given them the privilege to do under the Title II regulations, and of course CTIA and another variety of lobbying organizations are now suing the FCC over it. The telcos are steering clear of it because they don't think it's, you know, they obviously they want these laws overturned, or they, you know, so they say, but they're purposely staying out of it. Especially Comcast is staying out of it, right? But again, this is the real issue with congestion is how many people are trying to use the data at a specific time, right? You can manage that. You're going to have those issues whether or not you've got limited or unlimited data plans. All really the carriers are trying to do is basically prevent people from using their phones, right? And of course, trying to make money when they do. Now, why don't they just come out and say, look, we want to charge people more money, right? It's saying that consumers don't want it is bullcrap, right? Again, ask the consumers that are on those unlimited data plans that still have them from many years ago that are refusing to get rid of them because they know their bills are going to go up. And it's kind of a dumb argument. It's like, well, consumers don't want unlimited data because it'll be too expensive for them. Well, why don't you give them the option and ask and see, right? I'm sure, you know, again, consumers already, there's some consumers that have this option. And, of course, I guess if you really want it and T-Mobile's in your hurry, you might as well just go with T-Mobile. I mean, you know, tell Verizon to go whatever, you know, and same with AT&T. I think once T-Mobile gets their network totally built out, with 700 megahertz spectrum and improves the availability of their service in different places, then I think it starts becoming interesting. But of course, now the other issue with Verizon, right, and that rarely gets talked about in the media is the fact that Verizon and AT&T actually control the special access lines, or a lot of the special access lines that Sprint and T-Mobile use to provide mobile phone service. Because of course the cell towers have to connect backhaul to something else, right? To some wired network eventually. And guess who controls those lines? Because Verizon and AT&T are the telcos in those areas. And so they control a huge chunk of that market. And so, you know, to say that, you know, that the consumers, they're making money off of this, you know, on both ends of this. So, you know, again, to say consumers don't need it is just crap, right? And, no wonder that, I don't know. It's just a amazing to me that the hubris of Verizon to say that consumers don't want unlimited data. Of course they want unlimited data because they want their bills, you know, the reasons they put forth are just crap. They don't make any sense. It's, you know, they're basically arguing, well, our current plans meet our needs of our customers. Well, but again, the people's are, I think people are actually tailoring their usage around the plans that are available. They might use it a little differently, and they're right that it would. But you know, again, there's nothing to prevent Verizon from actually managing their network when that happens. And it's and again, if they use unlimited, if somebody uses like all of their data in an area where nobody's using the data, so what, right? If there's a congestion issue in an area, they can throttle people back, and people do, right? But it's really about predictability of the bill and not necessarily this whole, you know, oh, people want to use all of the data all the time. That's never going to happen in an environment. I don't know. There's no logic in what Verizon is saying, and I don't buy it, and I don't think any consumer with a brain will buy it either. So, you know, trying to come out and say that consumers don't want unlimited plans is just obvious bullcrap. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.